Okay, I've got with me rock photographer Nick Elliott once again.
Hello, John. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. And I hear you've been quite busy over the past few months. So what's been going on in your world?
Oh, it's been wickedly busy, John. I've been here, there and everywhere. Lots and lots of stuff going on. Where do I start? God, man. Big projects. Been working a lot on big projects this year. Awful lot. Couple of fine art books projects and a lot of touring with the bands also. And had an abundance of new CD covers, album covers and promo stuff being shot this year as well. Seemed to be a lot going on in that area this summer, which is unusual because, you know, you don't tend to get, well, certainly location shoots, which I've been doing a lot of, as you know, living in the UK, the weather's always always a bit of a kind of jury out on that kind of gig. But, yeah, it's just been really, really busy, some really nice stuff, and but mostly project work, really, fine art stuff, you know, books and that kind of stuff, CDs, limited editions.
Yeah. So you've been working with various bands, have you?
Yeah, I have.
I believe one of them is The Marmalade, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called a, well, very interesting project, that is. It kind of came out of the blue. It's developed into something being really, really nice. It's a huge project, which I've been working on pretty much on and off for about 2 months. Done all the imagery for it. It's all limited edition. They're doing a triple vinyl, triple gate fold disc, which will be a limited to 200 to 300, I think it is. So I've done all the imagery for that, which then in there inside there's a slip book, a picture book, that it's going back really to, you know, what albums and vinyl was all about. And then they've got a new album comes out in October, 18-track album that comes out in October. So I've shot all the artwork for that, that right the way through. And also we're doing a limited edition fine art book, which will come on the back of that. That's really a kind of Red Label publishing product. That's a project in itself. But the whole thing now has taken pretty much coming up to 2 months, you know, from concept to location sourcing and all that kind of stuff. It's been really good, really, really good.
So does that involve, like, shooting on location or in the studio or what?
Yeah, well, the kind of initial concept meetings were, go back, like I say, probably about 3 months ago when we first sat down and talked about it. And the whole thing then, because, well, with the vinyls, as you know, you've got so much room, you know, so you can really exploit the fact that it's imagery-led over and above a CD. The CD will be mirrored from the vinyl, so the covers and the kind of inside covers will be pretty much the same, just obviously scaled up for the vinyl. But I decided to shoot all of it virtually in North Norfolk, with the exception of a bit in Skegness.
Right, yeah.
Kiss Me Quick, Skeggy. Skeggy Vegas. I tell you, man, great place.
Did they pose with Kiss Me Quick hats on there?
Well, they did, actually. We did a bit of that. We did. But it's a place where you can have donuts in a bag. Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, with donuts and cake, you know. It's great. I haven't been there for years, a million years since I've been there. But it kind of provided the location that I wanted. I've also done a lot of live stuff, a lot of sound check backstage stuff, and you know, so it's all gone really, really well.
Tell us about this Marmalade project and how it came about.
Well, quite an interesting story, John, really, there. When I first worked out in Nashville, which was 2010, I met Sandy Newman, who is the front voice of Marmalade, and well, one of the two original members, way back from, you know, the kind of 60s, 70s reign that they had. And we kind of hit it off very well, and I was out there doing stuff, he was out there doing stuff, and as I say, it was the first time I was actually working out in the US, and he really liked the stuff that I was doing, loved the style, and loved the whole vibe of what I'd got going on image wise. You know, and he kind of said that he'd really like to do something and, you know, work together at some point in time. So it's something that's been, I don't know, 3 years down the line now. But on and off, you know, that the next time anything kind of really moved with the band, and because they are a total reincarnation of what they were, you know, kind of way back, admittingly the name Marmalade kind of sums up Obladi, Oblada, and Reflections of My Life, etc. Reflections of My Life, which I think was one of the best kind of singles of that period. Excellent track. So this whole thing is a new project that they've got going on. They wanted to take it somewhere else and push the boundaries with it, move a line as it was. So I got the call, and since then we've kind of spent a lot of time together and put together some great ideas and concepts, and the whole thing's really built from there. So it'll be a really, really nice product. It really will. It's been a great project to work on. Creative license, strictly through and through. And it was that case, as you know, very much most of the stuff I do is kind of licensed to do whatever I want to do. It is a blank canvas we start with. But this has been kind of literally carte blanche. You do what you want to do, Nick. Your vision is this. You take us to wherever you think it should go. So, that's where it's gone.
Right.
No, I just want to get quickly, obviously, thank Sandy Newman and the band Marmalade for giving me carte blanche to do whatever I wanted to do. And, just great to spend some time with some decent guys and some proper musos.
Another project you've been involved with is Deep Red magazine. How's that going along?
It's going very well, John. As you know, it's a brand new project. It's getting up at a lot of speed, actually.
Really?
A lot of interest, And a lot of new contributors have come on.
Right.
We're starting to put together some really nice stuff and picking up on the ads as well. A lot of guys now starting to come along and want to be part of what we're trying to do. To be honest, I've been in and out of it, really. As you know, from when we spoke last time, that's really my main role. I should be in and out of it, not so much driving it.
Yeah.
That's really the editor Kat that will be looking after that.
Right.
But the thing's been going really well, so... We're starting to. It's very much really a time thing, There's no kind of time frame around it of we need to put this together ASAP, and we just want to make it a quality product, And some nice stories are going on there now. You want to go and have a look, check it out.
Check it out a few times.
DRedMagazine.com.
Yeah.
And there's some really nice stories on there and some new stuff which I think is coming over in the next couple of weeks. But there's a lot of really good interviews kind of booked up for towards, into the winter more, going up towards Christmas.
Yeah.
Some really nice stuff. Black Sabbath, Ozzy and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So if that comes off, it should be really nice.
It would be good, yeah.
It would.
Yeah.
So, but like I say, we wait and see, really. Because of the work commitments that I've had, I have been very much in and out of it, So a lot of it's been done either by email or phone in my case. There's a lot of interest in it and it's really picking up pace. Early days, it's coming, it's going where we want it to go.
Right, that's great. So what's coming up in the future? Anything really big?
Good question. As you know, John, with me it's pretty much a case of where this stuff kind of comes out of the blue, you know. It's not really planned in for months. Like I say, this the Planet Rock... Rockstock, the Planet Rockstock, they're calling it. It's a big festival going on in Great Yarmouth, actually, for 3 days, early part of December, I do believe. That's a big gig. It's a big gig. First time they've done this thing, and I should be there, with various different bands, but essentially with Planet Rock Radio.
Right.
So it'll be quite a nice thing. Sorry to plug another station on your show. I wasn't doing that. Not intentionally.
Edit that bit out later.
take it out. But so that's a big gig. Got a couple of albums, other albums, new albums that guys and artists are releasing. So some artwork to do for them. I'm in town on Friday, as in London, starting the first part of one of those projects. And then there's quite a few book projects coming up, which will be really a lot of studio-based stuff. And a new kind of personal project which I'm looking at starting, which is going to be based around the kind of Quadrophenia years.
Yeah.
The 60s, The Who, and that The Who being one of my favourite bands and being such a big influence on me and my kind of background in history, the guy I am today. And it's something that's been lying around in my head for a long time.
Yeah.
And So this will be kind of knitted in with various different images from that kind of period of those bands now. So that's early stages, but you know, I'm going to start to look at shooting it in the next kind of 3 or 4 months. That's the plan.
All sounds good to me.
Yeah, it keeps me off the street, yeah. You know what I mean?
And before we end, where can people find you online?
Well, the best place is to check out the press office. That kind of gives right. everybody what they need to know about me, which is nickelliott.info. Right. That's the press office, obviously, WWs and all that stuff. Nickelliott.info.
Yeah, and Elliott's spelt with 2 L's and 2 T's.
It is.
Am I right?
Double L, I O, double T. Yeah, and Nick Elliott's all one word, .info. You can do the Twitter, which is Nick Elliott Rock. Is to follow me personally, but you can kind of hook up with those things on the press office and follow the press office, and pretty much, you know, you can get all the stuff you need to know from there.
Brilliant. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us again.
No problem, John.
And
good
no
to see you.
We'll be talking again.
Hopefully. Look forward to it. It's always good to spend a bit of time.
Cheers.